You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
2 minutes after 2 o'clock on a live imaging Tuesday. I can't go for that.
You know who this is, right, Mace?
Of course.
On Mason and Ireland.
They are the Harmonious Hall and Oates.
Yeah, they're suing each other.
Suing each other.
Oh, I just forgot. I forgot to call back Pete Arbogast about...
Well, how did that come up, like, in the middle of Hall and Oates?
I don't know.
Yeah. So what were you supposed to call Pete Arbogast about?
About the day.
Oh, the February big day's 22nd. Coming up. February 22nd?
Isn't that... Your,
Ireland,
why'd
you
put a question mark on
when
the
is the when is our big induction
no, later,
ceremony?
It's later this month.
I thought it was February 29th.
I did
anyway,
too.
It's coming.
I think it's more. I think it's a week after when
yeah,
you think
but,
it is.
But I think it is coming.
Wait a
out.
Minute, and you need to be there because you're presenting us. You got to get that date right, man.
Well, that was the 22nd.
I think you're a week off.
Yeah, I think you were missed by a week. You should call Peter.
But if you want to go on the 22nd to do a location scout and then get back on the 29th,
exactly.
Feel free.
Exactly. And you're doing the presentation now. Are you working on your speech?
Bill McDonald's going to be there, he told me.
Oh, that's my
day.
Guy. Maybe
nice.
Bill and I should do it together.
I threw this to you. I'm like, Chris Morales understands the history of Los Angeles radio. He's grown up in it. That's the guy I want to introduce
I'm
us.
Honored. I can't wait.
No, it's going to be good.
Now, I get to meet Petros and Money as part of the deal, right?
I think so, yeah.
They're not, if either one of them are at that thing, I will pay you each money.
I think they're nominated for sports talk show
host. That's not their thing.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Vasse better not try to talk to me, though.
Oh, Vasse is going to be there. No, Vasse will be at spring training, probably.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, Vasse is nominated for an award, too.
Guy's a rat.
Against us.
Yeah, against us.
If we don't win, I will throw a tantrum.
Oh,
I
nice.
Might slam a chair over Pete Arbogast's head.
That might make it worth going to.
Yeah, yeah. Leave
Pete
alone.
Not,
Pete,
Pete, who
slam
are you?
Chairs over
you know what
head.
Pete would say to you? How do you do?
All right, you want to hit the phones for 2 o'clock?
Yeah,
call of the
let's
day?
Do.
By the way,
you
I believe something? We have a call, but I've heard recently the 2 o'clock call of the day is slowed down, maybe because of John not being here.
No. The 2 o'clock call of the day actually had a pretty good run.
Feels like it's a lot of squeeze, not worth the juice.
Oh my God, you and your juice.
Take that call on line one because he wants to say something nice to me.
All right.
Nobody says. I just check my mentions. Nobody ever says something nice to me.
Brian Canoga Park. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi, Brian.
John, I've been waiting 2 weeks to make this call because I wanted you to get back from your Grammy trip.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. For the last year, I've always heard you talk about Terranea. I finally did it. I went there. I took my wife for a weekend getaway. Amazing. So thank you very much, John, for always raving about Terranea. It was absolutely amazing. Worth every penny.
Brian, is it not like going to Hawaii without getting on a plane?
Exactly. And that's what my wife said, because she really wanted to go to Hawaii, but obviously, she's pregnant. We went on our baby moon. And
good for you, man.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's difficult for her to get on a plane right now, especially trying to fly that far. So I took her there, surprised her, and she's like, she loved it. Gave her a good, she had a spa treatment, good prenatal, massage and everything. The food was amazing. And I was on a beautiful weekend.
Oh, Brian, that's so great to hear.
Kind of lean up from the distance.
We are going.
It was amazing. And anyone who's listening, you should do it. Anyone's listening, you guys got to do it. It's amazing. You guys got to take us, go there. Thank you, John.
Oh, you're welcome, Brian. Thank you for calling in. They'll be overjoyed to hear that.
Yeah.
They are having, and we're going to talk more about this tomorrow. They are having a giant Super Bowl party on Sunday.
Really?
Yeah. Big game party. Big game
party. Oh, yeah, big game party, yeah.
Or just
party.
Super Sunday.
Super Sunday,
one of those things that we're allowed to say.
Doesn't include the word
but
bowl.
But if you're looking for a place to watch the big game.
Yes.
Terranea, and we're going to give you all the details tomorrow.
Are we invited?
Sure, but I mean, if you don't, do you not have plans for the Super Bowl?
No, I don't have plans for the Super Bowl.
You don't?
Do you have plans for the Super Bowl?
Wow, you don't?
What are you doing?
I'm going to a party.
Are you?
Yeah.
I don't have. Are you doing anything?
I don't have anything.
I generally don't go to parties on
Super
Bowl Sunday.
You may end up doing this. Wait, we're going to give all the details tomorrow. It's pretty awesome.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
All right, nice.
But Brian's right. If you are ever looking for a place to get away just for a couple of days and you don't want to get on a plane, I finally got all you guys to go. Greg
yeah,
White,
it's
Mason
beautiful.
White.
Absolutely
Chris,
beautiful.
Chris has been there a bunch.
That restaurant that's really high up that
Marcel.
Has that unbelievable
so
view.
So here's the thing about Terranea. They got four restaurants on site. Yeah. Marcel is the one you're talking about. Oh, that's their five star.
So good.
Super night. Bashi is their Asian fusion place.
Ate there. That's delicious.
One of my favorites there. The Catalina Grill is the one that's open all day, all night.
And what's the one down low?
Nelson's.
Nelson's, yeah.
And the reason they call it Nelson's is before our time. So this is a long time ago.
Yes. Michael Thompson's era.
Yes. There was a TV show called Sea Hunt.
Yes.
Starring Lloyd Bridges.
Yep.
And his character on Sea Hunt was Mike Nelson.
Yep.
And they filmed it at what is now Terranea.
And was then
Marineland.
Marineland, exactly. Yeah.
And
yeah.
So Nelson's, it's a tip of the cap to Lloyd Bridges and his character Mike Nelson. But you cannot go wrong going to Terranea. It is the greatest. And then you're not spending, you know, a $2,000 on airline tickets.
Exactly. Exactly.
So you guys should do that.
Let's do a 208 call today. I like this guy because he says we make no sense, or one of us makes no sense.
Yeah. I hope it's me.
Yeah. Adam, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
Hey, Adam, which one of us makes no sense?
Good afternoon. I mean, I'm addressing Mason's question of get better now to leverage the future. Or
yes.
Get better in the future. I don't understand this Andre Drummond thing. We wasted getting him a few years ago, displaced Marcus Gasol, and now he's 3 years older, washed. Literally, like, I know you guys don't like using the term washed, but he is washed like the rain that we've got going on here.
Yeah, but Adam, they won't
do anything. John, I'm sorry. We've got big guys. Yes, they suck at defense. They can make fouls. All you need to do is attack the guy. Just stay in front of him. We've got AD. We've got three other big guys. Attack him. Andre Drummond doesn't do anything. If you're getting him just for Jokic, it's wasting a pick in the future, which, aside from JHS, we've been good at picking late in the first round or early in the second round. I don't get why we'd give up anything for an Andre Drummond. I'd love to get something, but I think, like LeBron said, we're rolling with who we've got, and if we've got who we've got, then we're rolling.
I think, Adam, there's a strong possibility they don't do anything big. Like, they don't go get a guy like Andre Drummond.
I actually now think they're not going to do anything.
But Rob's done something every year. So you would think...
Something little. By the way, I'm also not a fan of the Drummond concept.
He's in Chicago. He's backing up Nikola Vucevic.
He is
an elite rebounder. I mean, like, as good of a rebounder as
you'll ever
see. Yeah,
he's averaging 8 rebounds a game, 7 points, and half a block.
But what you'd be getting him for would be to defend Jokic.
Yeah, yeah. Adam, thank you.
And you can't foul Jokic because he makes his free throws.
He does make his free throws, exactly.
We've been down that before with Andre Drummond.
Yeah, we did the Drummond thing.
We did the Drummond
experiment. Why is that an appealing concept anymore?
Just to guard Jokic. If you're not worried about Jokic,
then
don't do anything.
Has he had success against guarding Jokic? Has he been good against Jokic? Is he the Jokic?
He's six fouls.
Yeah, and he's a big body that would help with your rebounding. Like, we got out-rebounded 17-3 in New York on the offensive glass.
Right.
That doesn't happen if Andre Drummond's on your team.
Yeah, it's not a good offensive rebounding team, that's for sure.
And now Vanderbilt's out for the foreseeable future, and he's our best on-ball defender. Yep. So I can see why they would explore it, but I'm not so sure anything big's happening.
Yeah, I by the way, don't...
Boy, Thursday's going to be a crazy day. So we got the Kobe. We're going to be live at the East Central.
Yep.
Where specifically in the...
The Knicks-O Lounge.
The Knicks-O Lounge. So that's the second floor, overlooks Figueroa. It's right there. And it's, you know, as you know, it's Cappy and I's home away from home.
Yes, it is.
We're staying there the next few nights.
Okay, so that's going on.
Yep.
The Kobe statue dedication is at 3:30. The trade deadline, I think, is at 1.
1.
Right when we come on the air. So that show Thursday is going to be nuts.
And then Denver's in town Thursday night.
We play them that night.
Yeah.
The defending NBA champion Denver Nuggets.
So it is a huge, huge day.
Have not seen them, by the way, since opening night of the season. This is only the second time we've played them.
Oh, okay. Hey, I wanted to do... Okay, we're Super Bowl is Sunday. There are prop bets galore out right now.
Right.
And I am going to make a prop bet right now. Usher is the halftime show.
Okay.
Now, are you an Usher authority?
I'm surprised that they didn't get a bigger name.
It's interesting.
He's still a big name.
He is a big name.
And he's got a new album coming out.
He's got a new album. He's got a residency
in
Vegas.
Underwear.
Normally, if you're doing the Super Bowl, you are a top 10 band at the moment you're doing it. And he's not.
He's got an underwear deal with Kim Kardashian's company.
Oh, does he?
Skims.
He's doing Skims.
It starts next week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's all part of this big launch, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so... His first song is going to be, the odds are, and you don't know his songs. Does anybody know his songs?
Yeah, is his big hit.
Yeah, is his big hit. Exactly.
I think that'll be the first song.
Okay. You Got It Bad?
Yeah is
you
a long
it,
shot.
You Got It Bad.
Caught Up?
I'm
nice
betting
and
on
slow.
Yeah, which
this is
yeah
right here
which
that
is
Brian's
8-1.
Well, he's definitely going to play it. It's just a matter of when.
I think he's going to open with this song. 8-1, $5,000 mythical.
Not a bad bet.
Usher goes with this first. The favorite is OMG, which is his most recent single.
Not a lot of us know that one.
Apparently it charted and it was a... Love ya, got me like, see, I think this is too slow for a Super Bowl opening.
This is a new, like, this is maybe...
This is way better.
Is this the one with Will I Am?
Yeah.
This is the favorite to be a 1-3 favorite to be the opening song, I mean, and I'm going to try to beat it with Yeah. Yeah.
You don't know this song?
By the way, did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I do. I listened to all this stuff today to try to figure out which song to
get. Did any of you guys watch the Grammys on Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I thought that Fast Car duet with Tracy Chapman was unbelievable.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was great. It was so nice to see her, and such a great song. Did you see, I'm trying to think what else grabbed you out of the Grammys?
I thought Fantasia doing the Tina Turner tribute was
really
good.
She was good.
Yeah, I liked Olivia Rodrigo. I thought it was the best Grammys telecast in years.
I actually really liked it as well. I loved the Joni Mitchell vocal.
I thought it was a little forced, but you know, she had never won a Grammy, so good for them for finding a way to give it to her.
Had she never won, or had she never performed on the Grammy? I thought she never performed.
I thought
on the
I
Grammys.
Heard Trevor Noah say, "Congratulations on your first Grammy."
He did give her a Grammy. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. But maybe you might be right. Maybe, maybe it was like an honorary.
I thought all around.
And then
show.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
I defended Taylor Swift at this radio station.
Couldn't agree with you more.
I'm waiting for the process.
Wait a minute,
to
you've turned around on Taylor Swift?
No.
Here's where we're going.
She had a terrible moment.
Because Laura Sy was so powerful, which I loved, that the processing has to adjust now.
Oh, yeah.
So we come back. It ducked it, the limiter.
Yeah.
Technical
term.
Okay,
wow, yeah, very technical. So the
disgraceful act by Taylor Swift.
The album of the year.
To disrespect Celine Dion.
Album of the year was presented by Celine Dion, who is dealing
with. I did not see this.
She's dealing
with Taylor Swift,
a stiff person syndrome or something.
Taylor Swift isn't even in the same universe as Celine Dion.
Stiff person syndrome.
That is exactly what she has. Stiff person syndrome.
That's a thing?
That is an actual thing. She has it, and apparently your body seizes up or you become
very
stiff.
But there's
got to
be another name for it. It's not called stiff person
syndrome. No, Google stiff person syndrome. It's an actual thing. Celine Dion will pop up.
Is this like your facial blindness?
No.
You're right. SPS is a rare acquired neurological disorder that most often causes progressive muscle stiffness, rigidity, and repeated episodes of painful muscle cramps.
Why do people doubt me when I say things?
It sounds like restless leg syndrome.
No. That's a thing. No, this is actually, this is going to be terminal.
Yeah, she's talked about it.
Yeah, she's.
We have really taken a right turn from where we were trying to go.
But here's
there's a picture of Celine. You're totally not making this up. I thought you were making that
Taylor
up.
Taylor disrespected her, right, Morales?
How?
Yes.
How?
He's going to tell you how.
No, okay. Laura, go. I want you
No,
to.
No, no. Just go ahead.
I want you to now because you've got the gusto.
No. Go ahead. I'm not doing it. You were so ready to do it. So just go for it.
Oh, my God. I'm going
to
do it. So Celine Dion presented the award for Album of the Year. When Taylor Swift went up there, she got the award from Celine Dion, handed it off to her. She didn't even, it was like anybody could have handed it to her. She ignored Celine Dion, who's like one of the great vocalists
of all time.
Mm-hmm. And then didn't thank her in the speech. She should have. I mean, the natural thing was, it is such an honor to get this award from Celine Dion.
Right.
She didn't do any of that.
Who paved the way for great female artists over the last 30 years.
Yes. I thought it was a terrible moment for Taylor Swift.
Terrible.
Yeah, really, really awful.
But I think it's become in vogue to criticize Taylor Swift when she doesn't necessarily
I called the station Swift 710 for a month.
Yeah, no, look. I am a big Taylor Swift fan. I think good for her. I hope those kids do well together and they're happy and they're in a relationship.
You're going to owe me, what is that, Greg? 20 grand he's going to owe me?
I will
when
happily.
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are still together.
I think it was more than that, actually.
June 1st.
I will happily pay it when they exchange jewelry, if in fact that's the way they go.
Well, all I need is them to just still be dating, and I win. You say that you are predicting they break up before June 1st.
Correct.
Oh, it's actually only $5,000.
Oh, it's only $5,000?
Yeah. Oh, I thought it'd be more.
Oh, yeah, no.
They're
going to break up.
I'm not upping it. No, because
they're not going to break up before June 1st.
Yeah, she'll get a new album out of it.
She has a new album coming out.
She already announced it. Yeah.
I know, but
that's the first thing she did. She's got another album coming out.
Shame on you, Taylor Swift.
She was tacky.
At this moment, you're not quite Dave Roberts level. I wouldn't smash a bobblehead yet, but you are a gutless bum.
Listen, Taylor Swift, I know. I understand she's part of a CIA plan. And all that stuff. But I think we should all stop picking on her.
Why? Are you worried about backlash?
No, I'm not worried about it.
No, but you were one of the people beating the drum. I don't want to see Taylor Swift. Don't mix Taylor Swift with my football.
I'm the one that was actually at her concert.
That right. Is
I actually have seen Taylor Swift three times in concert.
But your has been you don't want her in your football games.
I don't want as much of her as we're getting. But I'm not at all going to gripe about Taylor Swift being involved in the Super Bowl.
Does this surprise you? Somebody took and cut all the shots of Taylor Swift and how much she was on at the last Chiefs game. A total of 33 seconds.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
Every cutaway. That's not a lot.
No, listen, I'm coming down on the side of Taylor Swift. There are weird people that are out to get her.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Really weird people that are out to get her. I say go have fun, all that stuff. I think she adds to the Super Bowl pageantry.
No, I don't. Something I never cared about that. It's this, the behavior.
Oh, just the thing with Celine Dion. Well, you gotta forgive her for something.
Something or nothing. Like, people love to make up crap to throw at her.
Of course.
That she did not mention Travis Kelce at the Grammys. I think it's nothing. Is that something?
I don't think it's...
Yeah, but if you were booed up...
That's lame. No, don't get mad at her for that.
Yeah,
that's
but if
lame.
You... Wait a minute. If you were booed up...
I am booed up.
No, if you were booed up with somebody winning an award at that stage, wouldn't you sit at home and feel...
They've been together for what, like 2 hot seconds? Relax.
I'm with Laura.
Yeah.
I have no issue with her not mentioning Travis. By the way,
I was Travis Kelce, I would be a little like, hey, you couldn't give me a mention?
What about me? What about a shout out at the Grammys?
Even if you don't say his name, maybe like, hey, my boyfriend watching at home, love you.
Has there anybody ever been more famous at one moment than Taylor Swift is right now? I don't think so.
I don't think
Michael.
So.
World, I mean, yeah, Michael, but I mean, in modern times, worldwide, she's off doing concerts in South America and selling out stadiums out stadiums in Japan.
She is a one-woman
economy. Super Bowl, and I mean, it just worked out that way.
But I will tell you that, you know, because I'm friends with Michael Roth, he'll tell me that every year there's somebody like Taylor Swift. Like when they had Adele here for 2 weeks, 4 or 5 years ago, you could not get in.
Right.
You know, I mean, she was that big of a deal.
But Adele's not doing stadiums. Stadiums. But you know what I heard? The guy that sang Fast Car with Tracy Chapman, Luke Combs, has sold out SoFi three times for later on this summer. He's
so
a gigantic deal.
Did you also see that on Apple Music, Fast Car went to number one?
Good for her.
And and by the way, so that's, Chris, what you're talking about. He was incredibly deferential to Tracy Chapman,
which is
why that worked. I mean, he let her be the star, and as soon as it was over, he started bowing to her. And like when people started cheering, he's like, cheer for her.
Yes.
You know, and they did a smart thing. They did one of those, almost like they do on The Voice. They did like a pre-video with him where Luke Combs explained, this has been my favorite song since I was a little kid. And when I got a recording contract, I thought, this is the song I would love to do more than any other. So I called her up, asked her if it was okay. They said yes. And they just killed it.
Yeah, they were awesome.
I never do this. I called Lisa because I was in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
And I called Lisa. I go, you got to, because in LA, they run the Grammys live at 5 and repeat at 8:30. I go, you got to go watch this. I go, this will give you chills. It was really good.
You know, I can do this story. I did the story yesterday, but I'm going to do it with you in the studio, Morales. So
do we do it now or do we do it after the break?
Okay, I'll
do it.
Why
don't we do it after the break? And real quick, before John tells you about our friends in Mir.
Yes.
877-710-ESPN, the Island Super Squares promotion. Super week. And I am an Island boy, after all. Caller number 7. You get 2 Super Squares on our Super Square board from Island's Restaurants. Island's Restaurants, your local paradise. It is paradise when you go to an Island's. So call now. Talk to Corporate Greg or Producer Laura and say, I want those squares, sucker.
Yes, get those squares. All right, come. I'll tell that story. Plus, Bergman, did you get that text from Bergman last night?
Unbelievable.
I just don't understand where his head is.
Did you fall on your head
this weekend?
Yeah,
that is just the most ridiculous text I've ever seen. Okay, we'll do that coming up next.
All right, so the big game is Sunday. This Sunday. How's your TV for the big game? If you haven't upgraded to a big screen TV or something good, it's not too late. Today's Tuesday. Mir Audio Video has been serving LA sports fans for more than 40 years. Why? Because Isaac and Roy and the team at Mir can deliver for you products and services that others just don't offer. Cutting-edge home automation from Crestron, Lutron, and Control 4. You want to have one-touch control over everything from your pool to your lights to your window shades? Mir is the place. Better, faster Wi-Fi? Got to be Mir. And plus, we can't stress this enough. World-class customer service. When you call some big company, they throw you into phone jail? Not going to happen with Mirror. Try right now. Trust me. 310-234-4010. Call that number. 310-234-4010. Isaac or Roy picks up, and just like that, you're taken care of. You'll have a great new TV for the big game. And that, by the way, if you have time to go over to the showroom, it's the greatest. You're like a kid in a candy store walking around that thing. They got all the latest and greatest technology. It's spectacular. Let me give you that number again. 310-234-4010. Tell them Mason and Ireland sent you. They'll hook you up for sure. That's Mirror Audio Video in Westwood.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
227 on Mason and Ireland on a live imaging Tuesday.
Now, is this Yacht Rock?
Oh, sure. It could sneak in. It could sneak in.
Is it?
All right. Now, I think I know who this is. Do you know who this is?
Orleans.
No. Isn't it the Sanford Townsend Band?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't have a lot of hits.
That's a deep cut.
Maybe two.
No, this was a big hit.
This was their biggest hit. Yeah.
What year? Like 73, 74?
A little bit later. I think maybe 76, yeah. 77.
Smoke from a distant fire, Mace.
There you go. Hey, by the way, congratulations to Nick Hulk from Glendora. He's getting two squares in the Island Super Squares game. They are filling up with all kinds of great Island stuff if you win the first quarter, the halftime, the third quarter, or the final score.
By the way, Thursday is a special day in the Southland, and to all of us, and join us at East Central Hotel Thursday, 2/8/24, for a celebration of legacy that will be unveiled in greatness forever. Mason and Ireland's Chinato and Cappy, live from the Nixo Lounge, the balcony right there, overlooking Fig. It's going to be a fun time. And of course, we're going to, you know, highlight the celebration going on. 1 to 5:30 p.m., plus we will have tickets to get in the building on Thursday night, so you could be in the house at Crypto.com to watch it. Other giveaways, fun and frivolity, as we always do. Special thanks to our friends at Anheuser-Busch and Michelob Ultra for celebrating with us. Michelob Ultra, 2.6 carbs, 95 calories. Speaking of Thursday, 3 o'clock, I got a special announcement about who's going to be joining the show.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
Okay.
Cool. So anyways, I was going to tell you about Tracy Chapman for a minute here. Morales, you'll understand this. So, did you ever work at a radio station where they did call-out research?
Yes. And I hated it.
Okay.
My father hated it, too.
Yeah, so
explain what it is.
Okay, so they, when you found somebody that was in your listening audience, you would play them, like, 10-second hooks from different songs, and they would rate it. They would say, I like that one a lot, I hate that one. The worst testing record of all time, Tracy Chapman, Fast Car.
Did not test well at all.
Now it's a gigantic hit. And it was then, too, but did not test well. Best testing record of all time? Pat Benatar, Hit Me With Your Best Shot. Tested through the roof every time. It was gigantic. It was gigantic. So anyway, that's a call-out research. What a thing of the past, huh?
Well, now they do it in a different... They do it digitally, but it still is nonsense.
It is nonsense. Because
as my father would say to like the music director... Hey, if you don't know it's a hit, you don't belong here.
There you go. Exactly.
Why don't you get... You're a lightweight. Get out of here.
So we were watching Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Right.
And I watched it last night. In fact, spoilers started coming through my text while I was watching
this. Because Greg Bergman sends out a text to our group last night that said, just watch Curb, not good.
Curb, no, meh, wasn't great.
Wasn't great.
What on, are you man. Talking what are you about?
Okay, there's so much funny stuff in
there. There were a couple funny things, but it's also
him yelling at Siri alone was worth watching.
That was funny. And by the way, my Siri went off when he did that.
Mine did too.
No, the fat dog bit was awesome.
The fat dog bit. I mean, what about the glass? I thought you were going to go get me glasses.
I need to get you the glasses, but it was not one of his better episodes. I'm not going to walk away
from
that
episode.
I'm
going to call you Greggy. In honor of that episode.
Oh, yeah.
You're not allowed to. We're not close enough, John.
Yeah, we're not close enough to call Greggy, exactly. Yeah.
But I thought it was just it was just a normal episode. I didn't think it was great. I didn't think it was terrible. It was just
You thought meh. It was meh.
It was meh. It was
and
fine.
Then, Ireland, I want to challenge you on something you texted back.
Right.
You said, you have become Mason anti-fun. When did I become anti-fun?
Greg, when did Mason become anti-fun?
You're anti-joy. You hate joy.
I don't hate joy. I love joy.
Joy cometh in the morning.
I'm pro-joy.
You're in the afternoon now.
Yes. I'm pro-joy. I don't understand. When did I become not fun?
Jake says, joy cometh in the morning.
Yeah.
You talk about all the things you hate all the time.
Well, remember, Sam Seaborn said, remember, Mr. President. Remember that, how that went?
I don't know. I watched some West Wing last night on the flight, in the 5.5-hour marathon flight.
Yikes.
And I finally finished. It took me like 3 months, but I finally finished the morning show.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually thought it was decent. Boy, it gets ripped, though. People hate it.
It got crushed,
But the cast is so friggin'
it's
talented.
It's great. You know, the episode I loved was the one Holland Taylor. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That was a great episode.
But I mean, you think about it, like, there's bit parts in there for Marcia Gay Harden, for Juliana Margulies, and then Aniston's in it, and Reese Witherspoon. John Hamm had a great arc.
Did I tell you my Marcia Gay Harden story?
No.
Okay. So one day, there's a dog running through the neighborhood, and of course, you immediately stop for the dog. I see a dog that's
this is something you have always done. Yes.
Pull over, grab the dog, bring it in my car, bring it home, because I have no idea whose dog it is. So I called the number on the tag. And I said, yeah, I have your dog. And she said, okay, great. This is Marcia. I'll be right over to get her.
Okay.
Marcia Gay Harden.
Did you recognize her and mention it?
Oh, immediately. I'm Marcia Gay, Academy Award winner, Marcia Gay Harden's dog.
What'd she win an Academy Award for?
Pollock. Do you remember the movie Pollock where Ed Harris played Jackson
Pollock? My first exposure,
you
know, I'm a big Sinatra nut. My first exposure to her was in the TV series that Nancy, Frank's daughter, did, the miniseries. She played Ava Gardner.
Oh.
But she's had a bunch of good stuff
great.
Since then. I mean,
she's great.
She's great in everything.
Well, I saved a dog, so she owes me.
There you go.
Yeah. If my dog ever gets loose in the neighborhood, she'll repay the favor.
Well, your dogs never get loose. They have it too good at your place.
They do. Then nobody would leave. All right, coming up next for you, John, I want to do this. Patrick Mahomes weighed in on the idea of the GOAT. I want to play his response for you coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Let me tell you about Jacob Imrani. Jacob Imrani is obviously our friend here. I've worked with him personally. He plays game again. You know him. He's a great guy. If you're a motorcyclist, let's say, and you love the freedom of beating traffic by splitting lanes and making the rest of us jealous that you'll be home faster than we will, there is, of course, a huge risk when you're riding a motorcycle. All it takes is one dumbass, believe me, to be distracted and not see you. Obviously, motorcycle accidents are usually more serious than a regular auto accident, so you should call Jacob immediately after a motorcycle accident. He's been doing this for 25 years, helping motorcyclists. He knows your rights and can help you get the medical care you need without waiting. So if you or a friend or a loved one have been injured in a motorcycle accident, call Jacob and let him get you back on your bike and once again be king of the road. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob, he'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
CallJacob.com and make sure you're following Call Jacob on Instagram. Go to @call.jacob for great advice and prizes and more. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
See, I think I'd be the magnet and you're the steel, Mace, so to speak.
Now, Chris,
you're the magnet,
not,
I'm the steel?
I think I'm the magnet, you're the steel.
Yeah, you're right, I'm
the
steel.
I don't know who sings this. I know, but it was in the Boogie Nights soundtrack.
It was.
Boss Gags. No, am I not close?
No.
That was a weird pull, but I
do you know, Chris, or do you have to look it up?
I have to look it up.
Well, Brian, who is it?
Walter Egden?
Oh, yeah. Great Walter Egden.
I never would have got that.
Yeah. Walter Egden.
Right, so what did Mahomes say?
Egan. No D. My
Egan. So Mahomes was asked about the whole GOAT thing at Super Bowl Media Day, which used to be a gigantic thing and I think is less so
it's
now.
It's just a joke now.
Yeah. We used to go and it was actually kind of cool.
And it was during morning drive, so we put everybody on our shows.
Now it's just like a circus.
It's dumb.
Yeah. So Patrick Mahomes was asked about the GOAT and his comparisons to Tom Brady.
I mean, I'm not even close to halfway, so I haven't put a lot of thought into it. I mean, your goal is to be the best player that you can be. I know I'm blessed to be around a lot of great players around me. And so right now, it's doing whatever I can to beat a great 49ers team and try to get that third ring. And then you ask me that question in like 15 years, and I'll see if I can get close to seven. But seven seems like a long ways away still.
A very humble answer needs to get to seven. He could get to three. With the Super Bowl on Sunday, I think there's like two different conversations. One is greatest success without question is Tom Brady. Greatest talent, I think, is Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, and
like I've never seen people do Patrick Mahomes
make
things.
Something out of nothing the way he does.
The way he does.
Yeah.
I mean, his mobility and his ability to scramble and his throwing sidearm and like a frisbee and all that. He's like state of the art. And that wasn't Tom Brady. Tom Brady was a traditional drop back quarterback.
All right. Speaking of quarterbacks, do you guys buy what Adam Schefter is selling about Caleb Williams? Yeah, let me read you a tweet that Schefter wrote. And when I saw this, I thought, you know, strangely, this kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So Cliff Kingsbury turned down our Raiders, Greg, and he's going to Washington.
Yes.
So here's
Luke
what Schefter...
Getsy is going to be the new
OC. Here's what Schefter tweeted a couple days ago. Let the speculation begin. Cliff Kingsbury coached Caleb Williams last season. Williams was a standout quarterback at Gonzaga High in Washington, D.C. The Commanders currently hold the number 2 overall pick and are in striking distance of the number 1 pick that belongs to Chicago. Now, depending on who you believe, apparently Caleb Williams' camp is not all that keen on going to Chicago. That leaked out. They came out and said, no, we don't want to be anti-Chicago. Colin got into the middle of all of it. So I think he wants to be the number 1 pick. But I could see Washington, with Kingsbury there now, making offering up. And they wouldn't have to give up a lot because there was only one pick behind them. Like, give up their second round pick.
Oh, no, you've got to give up a lot to move up.
No,
you've got
one spot?
A franchise-changing quarterback. Right. I don't know about the other two. If Chicago were to trade that pick, it would go down as a franchise-altering mistake that would last a generation.
Now, that was my next question. So this is something else I found. There's a guy named Daniel Kelly.
Yeah.
Who used to be a scout for the Jets.
Oh, yeah. I read this. This is crazy.
Okay. So I'm going to just read you what he put out online over the weekend. I believe any team considering Caleb Williams needs to think about the high risk from the neck up based on Williams' actions, conduct, and words that he's demonstrated. From painting his fingernails with obscenities aimed at opponents to refusing to shake hands with Utah and refusing to speak with reporters after the UCLA game, Williams has given NFL owners and decision makers a lot to talk about. He also made a public statement after the Notre Dame game about being a fan, or about a fan being like a sheep, and referred to himself as a lion. Will he paint some obscenity about the 49ers on his fingernails? Will he jump into the stands again? Will he put down fans publicly when the microphone's on him? During a press conference, he said, I want to go home and cuddle with my dog. What will he say in NFL press conferences? Will he represent the team in the city? He's much closer to Johnny Manziel than Patrick Mahomes. I mean that with respect and sensitivity, but that's what
respect.
I would say. If I
There's
was
no respect.
There
was, how can right. you say respect, it with respect?
No sensitivity.
But, no sensitivity whatsoever.
Yeah.
Look,
and then he concludes this by saying, what stories. I find incredible is more people aren't talking about this. Do we not care about him? I watched Caleb Williams having a mental breakdown right before our eyes, crying uncontrollably in his mother's arms. To me, he's the most mentally fragile player I've ever evaluated, quarterback or otherwise.
Okay, now, first of all, this guy's not working for anybody.
Right.
So he's not
former
really...
Former Jets scout.
Right. I'm glad that this guy was perfect at the age of 21. I'm glad that, what's his name, Daniel Kelly?
Yeah.
Made no mistakes when he was 21. I'm glad that he handled any adversity without any trouble whatsoever. I think it's so unfair to place this stuff on a 21-year-old, he's 22 now, but on a 21-year-old college football player. And yes, I was not a big fan of painting the fingernails, but I think you grow out of stuff like this. And I do understand, you know, he had his heart broken when he lost to Utah, and he did say, and by the way, I thought that was a really honest answer. I'm going to go home, cuddle with my dog, and watch Netflix. Or whatever he said.
Yeah,
I think that's a totally reasonable answer.
There's so many things that went wrong in that whole back and forth. First of all, Kingsbury being his OC shouldn't make any type of difference. Mace, you would know better, but I'm pretty sure his Heisman year he was better than last year with a
completely, that is actually true.
With a completely different OC. Now, he's from Washington, so him wanting to go to Washington makes perfect sense. But just because of Kingsbury, that I don't think has any connection to whatsoever because he wasn't as good last year as he was the year before.
Right, and here's the other thing, though. If I was him, I don't think I'd want to go to the Bears either. Bears are where quarterbacks go to die.
Yeah.
When's the last good Bears quarterback?
Justin Fields is going to be good.
Justin Fields is going to be
good. Yeah, but
they're
giving up on him.
Do you know that for sure yet?
We don't know
made
for sure
it,
if they are.
Well, if they are,
by
then...
By the way, there's a lot of talk that the Bears, if they do follow through, and I think they will take Caleb Williams, that the Raiders would target Justin Fields as their quarterback, and I'm betting you would be happy with that.
Love it.
Yeah, I would love
it,
too.
I'd take him in a heartbeat.
See, and he's Bears, a great young talent.
And the Bears, if they decided to move off their pick... They should move to Washington so they can get Marvin Harrison Jr. and have Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yep.
DJ Moore for so you have two big receiving threats. That's a be great.
But
for
I
them.
Don't. But I think it's multiple first round draft picks to move into the number one slot.
Not if you're at number two.
Oh,
not if they can only take one player before you.
He's the only player that counts. He is the star of the draft.
I think if you gave up, remember guys like Les Snead are really good later in drafts. I think if you gave up your second-round pick and maybe your fourth-round pick, you could move up. Because then, think about Chicago. Then they would have, so you swap picks, so they would have the second pick. Then they would have the 34th pick.
Right.
And they would have the 33rd pick. So they would have just a bunch, and they have holes everywhere.
If I was the Bears, I'd say, fine, two first-round draft picks, you want to move up, do it.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, coming up next for you is What's Up, Fool? In the meantime, life's journey has got its highs and its lows. It's funny, you know, I hear from a lot of people because I do this partnership with the LA County Department of Mental Health, and somebody tweeted me and said, you know, the weather is affecting my mental health. Absolutely true. People do. The seasons and the rain and all that stuff does affect you. And it's just another thing you're dealing with in life, whether it's, you know, feeling overwhelmed or your boss is throwing so much at you or you're having problems in your relationship, your wife, your girlfriend, you're not getting along, or you're depressed or you're anxious, all that stuff. The LA County Department of Mental Health is there for you with a listening ear. They provide free emotional support, service referrals, and crisis counseling. You can call their 24/7 helpline, 800-854-7771, or visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. Your mental health is their priority. Let them be your support on this journey. Together, let's shape a brighter tomorrow, hope, recovery, and well-being. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
REI Co-op has everything for camping, glamping, scampering, and whatever they're doing. Cannonball! Relaxing, axing, waxing.
I'm sorry, what?
REI waxes your skis, man.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Okay.
Biking, hiking, and whatever outdoor thing rhymes with hiking. You get it. REI Co-op is the place for gear, clothing, classes, and advice. For the million and one ways to opt outside.
Oh, one of the Mount Rushmores of Yacht Rock.
The patron saint of Yacht Rock. By the way, another guy featured in
The Greatest Night in Pop. And he was amazing.
I want to mention Charlie Waddle from Lancaster just won two squares on the Island Super Squares board.
Put him up on the board, Jack.
Lars, put him on the board.
Mason and Ireland on a Live Imaging Tuesday. This is a little Kenny Loggins jewel. You don't hear this one all the time.
Mm-mm. Never. I don't ever hear this.
Heart to heart. Just like you and me.
God.
Okay. God. So
I think it's What's Up, Fool.
It's What's Up, Fool.
Yeah, but it's going to be quick.
Yeah, it's
Let's get to it, Brian.
Mace likes it quick.
Yeah.
What's Up, sound. Fool is brought to you by Dos Hombres Mezcal. It's fate. It's friendship. It's mezcal. Dos Hombres.
Take it away, take it away.
Hey, thanks for asking. So Adam Schefter put this out today, and John, you are absolutely going to hate this, so I want Mace to go first.
Okay.
The Eagles will be the home team for the 2024 Friday night game, week one, first ever NFL game in Sao Paulo, Brazil in 2024.
Yep.
What do you think, Mace?
Well, I feel bad for Eagles fans because they lose a home game. That actually kind of sucks. But I do understand in the same way the NBA wants to grow its sport worldwide, the NFL does. They're not going to let their dog with a bone, Roger Goodell, his job is solely to make money. And one of the ways he does that is establishing beachheads in other countries. And obviously Brazil is a gigantic market. So I get it. I feel bad for Eagles fans, but I do get why the NFL is going for this money grab.
I will say this for the millionth time. If you want to go play a football game in Brazil, have at it. Make it a preseason game. This isn't fair to the Eagles. This isn't fair. By the way, I hate that the Dodgers are opening the season in South Korea.
Follow the money.
Right.
But there's money. This is all about money.
You would not suffer any financial loss at all if you did it 2 weeks before that in a preseason game. You'd still sell out the game. It'd still be televised. It would still be a featured event. That's what the preseason's for. Why is this a regular season game?
It's money, John. They are growing the sport worldwide. I understand what you're saying. Preseason games are meaningless everywhere.
Wait a minute, though.
Nobody even plays. None of the stars play. You tell me.
You think the people in Brazil know the starting defensive line for the Eagles?
I think more people follow the NFL worldwide than you think. More people follow it worldwide than you think.
And they're chasing money.
They want international franchises someday.
You can do this with preseason games and not lose any of the money. They would still pay you all the money. You don't need the Dodgers do not need to open the season in South Korea.
But I understand why they're greedy pigs, why the owners are greedy pigs, and that's exactly what they are. They want money.
I think you're missing the biggest thing of it all.
Which is?
The Friday night aspect.
That's the one night they've never really touched Friday for high school football.
So the NFL and Roger Goodell.
It's Friday night in Brazil. What time is that here?
It's Friday night here, I believe.
Is it Friday night here? Yeah. And then so we'll have a Thursday game and a Friday game from Rio from Sao Paulo.
The NFL is like in Independence Day when they slowly come in, the shifts. Yeah. They are going to take every day of the week, every holiday eventually that they can. And that, to me, is the bigger thing. Now, the Brazil thing, I agree with you, John.
You can do it with a preseason game, and you don't have to send your team all the way across the world. Mace, you've taken a couple of those trips with the Rams. They're a pain in the ass.
Actually, it was cool.
It is cool.
I had a great time on that trip to London.
But for the players, it interrupts their whole season. And by the way, they went
to the Super Bowl that year.
The Eagles now are going to have to start the season in Brazil, and I don't think there's a bye in week two.
It's just money, John.
They probably will put the bye in week two, because when you go international, they usually give you a bye. But at the same time, you're right, John, because remember, Mace, that when the Dodgers went to Australia, Clayton Kershaw came back, hurt his back while he was on that flight being back, and he's never been the same since.
I've done two preseason games in China, one in Shanghai, one in Beijing. We played the Warriors, Steph Curry, Clay. It was great. We sold out both games, both nationally televised, and they were preseason games. This is what preseason's for. Go ahead and do it.
What's up, Foo?
All right, guys, I saw on social media that a group of Toronto Raptor fans from Toronto traveled to OKC to watch the game, and then after the game rented out the stadium to play a pickup game themselves.
Oh, wow.
And apparently they do this about 2 times every year.
Okay.
So my question to you guys is, first of all, it sounds like a great idea, very fun.
Right.
But if you're playing a pickup in any stadium besides Crypto, which one are you choosing?
I'd go to Madison Square Garden. Because it's right in the heart of New York. It's the world's most famous arena. That's where I would do it. If I had to go to an NBA arena, if I could pick any facility, I'd want to play in the Sphere.
Oh, in the Sphere is really cool.
Yeah, but that's
so the idea
what
is
I would do.
Any venue.
Any venue.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm taking SoFi Stadium.
Oh,
shut up.
God. Overrated.
Yeah, that's why they're opening the World Cup at SoFi Stadium. Come on.
If they can reconfigure it.
Well, they've already committed. February 4th, they announced it.
First Travis
this morning. They got the first USA game.
Right. They didn't get the finale because they couldn't reconfigure it.
They're not big enough.
Yeah.
You need more seats. And by the way, Cowboy Stadium didn't get the final either. They went
Same
to
reason.
MetLife. I don't know exactly why. Everybody thought it was going to be Jerry World, and then it turned out to be MetLife Stadium. So I'm not sure exactly why. But SoFi got a quarterfinal game, and then Team USA opens at SoFi. That would be my venue.
They get 8 games for the World Cup.
Oh,
8 games
SoFi
for the World
so
Cup.
Much. I love yeah. SoFi so much.
No, it's awesome,
but
man.
You went crazy last week about how they're going to get the final. They're going to get a.
I said they're going to get games. I did not say.
No,
I said semifinal.
No,
I thought they'd get a
semifinal,
but they didn't.
Final.
I knew they were never getting the
Everybody
final.
Everybody told you that it was dimension.
How many games are they getting?
They're getting 8 games
Thank
in the first round.
8 games.
The first round.
Including a quarterfinal and Team USA's first game.
Yeah, maybe they'll figure the food out by then.
They won't.
I do not understand how we've got this unbelievable landmark worldwide gigantic. I mean, if you ask a concert performer where they would most like to play, it's SoFi Stadium. Everybody wants to play SoFi Stadium.
It's SoFi because of the mass. I think they would, if they could make the same amount of money at the Forum, they'd say the Forum.
Or yeah, but they cannot make the same amount.
Well,
it's a stadium tour.
Well, exactly. You know what I meant.
Right. Like JT probably can't fill out a stadium, so he's going to Forum.
I also don't think he needs to fill out a stadium. He's got plenty of jack.
He's got plenty of jack, but I think he's trying to make a comeback.
Don't call it a comeback.
Yeah, that's what he says.
Was that it?
What's up, fool? Yeah.
Notice how Corporate Greg didn't like say that's like he didn't block out like oh
you didn't
and
out.
That's today's.
You just waved
what's up,
me
fool?
Off.
You just like did the like we're done.
We're done for Mace to be the lockout guy. That's his role as the
one.
But
I think
but how am I supposed to know we're walking out except you just wave your hand in the air?
He's always looking at the time.
It's very dismissive. You.
It was dismissive.
Very dismissive.
Usually,
thanks, Greg.
It was one of these. Dismiss
me. Thank you.
Like I've had it with you. You're done.
It's time to go, and you should talk about BB Go because we have a lot of good things happening with BB Go.
Okay, so this is an important thing you need to know about BB Go. Today's the last day of the courtside seat promotion.
Oh.
All right. So here's how you qualify. Go to any Ralph's. Doesn't have to be a specific Ralph's. Like Mason and I did a live show from the one in Redondo Beach, which is massive.
It was beautiful.
But you can go to any Ralph's in the whole city, buy at least $10 worth of BB Go. That's it. And you can enter for a chance to win courtside seats for a Laker game this season. There are tons of other prizes you can win too, including more Lakers swag and more BB Go. Just make sure to get yourself to Ralph's, buy BB Go at least $10 worth for a chance to win. After you do that, go to Lakers.com/BBGoSweeps to upload your receipt. That's it. That's all you got to do. Lakers.com/BBGoSweeps. That enters you in the contest to win courtside seats, to win Lakers swag, to win more BB Go. Don't miss your chance. Lakers.com/BBGoSweeps. Buy at least $10 worth of BB Go, and you are in.